out a Take 5 for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. And today, Luis Santiago was with us from the Purdue Extension Office here in Daviess County. Luis, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in today. This is a timely program, very important, and we need folks to listen up. We've got a special program coming on Wednesday, August 28th. It's entitled Communicating with Farmers Under Stress. And it goes without saying it has been a stressful year for our Daviess County farmers.
Yeah, it has been a very interesting year with all the weather issues and the market craziness, and especially coming with that crop report yesterday. So, yes, it has been very interesting.
So tell us about how this program came about and who's invited to this and what it's all about.
So, Dwayne, we always have been hearing about, especially during the last recent years, about the mental health issues. We have talked about the individuals under stress. You always hear about veterans and that and kids. But there haven't been a program specified for dealing with the farmers. I mean, I know that there's always this stigma that the farmers are tough and they can overcome everything. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're human like you and I.
Absolutely.
So most of the time, they have a lot of the issues going on in the farm. I mean, the expectations about how I'm going to deal with the weather, how I'm going to deal with the market, am I going to have enough income to not only support my family, but support my hired hands and even my livestock if I have. And so all that build up inside, and normally they tend to be more tight-knit, so they don't get to talk to a lot of people. And maybe living in a rural area like we are, they're going to be more isolated. So what we wanted to do is just help create some awareness to, especially for those individuals that work with the farmers. They could be ag lenders, could be like the ag dealers, service people, it could be crop agents. So in that way, whenever they get in contact with a farmer, they can able to identify some of those signs if that person is under stress or maybe under getting into a depression state. So in that way, they can be able to maybe help to cope during that moment. If they have to, sometimes the individual that works with the farmers, especially ag lenders or something like that, they have to be sometimes be in the tough situation to give bad news too. So what do they need to do, or if they encounter an individual, a farmer in this case, that ended up with a depression or maybe into a distress state at the moment whenever they're dealing with them. So helping to identify some signs of what depression or stress are. And maybe also we wanted to include the pastors and ministers on that way, because sometimes they're going to be able to interact with those individuals. So they can have some tips on what they're going to see in an individual is some distress. So that's basically, in a nutshell, what this program is going to be about.
What a great idea, and certainly definitely needed, especially, as we said, with the year the farmers had. You know, their hours, they put in countless hours, and they deal with all these, and they don't like to bring it home to the families. A lot of times they keep it in.
Yes.
It just takes a toll overall. It really does. So do you have a guest speaker planned for this?
We have a co-worker from the extension of Etonia Short. She's the HHS educator in Knox County. She's been trained on farmer stress workshop. So she's going to be leading this. And also we have another colleague, another A&I educator, that she's going to come over and provide some statistics on that for this program.
So give us the who, what, and when, and where. Does it cost anything for this?
This program is completely free, but there's going to be lunch included. And it's going to be at the Iron Kettle on Plainville. And like I said, we expect the ag lenders, individuals from the banks that work with the farmers, crop insurance agents, pastors, ministers, priests, individual from the ag dealership, whoever work directly with the farmers, those are the individuals that we want to be having in there on that program. So that way they can have a better understanding what to look for. And if they, for some reason, they encounter a farmer that is in distress, that they can know how to help them cope with that situation, and also provided some resources where they can probably refer that individual or provide to that individual for further assistance.
This is Wednesday, August 28th, Iron Kettle Restaurant, Plainville. Registration at 9:30. The program is from 10 to 2. It's a very informative program, and again, certainly timely and well-needed. They do want you to pre-register. Call the Extension office at 812-254-8668. They'd like to get a head count by August 20th, which is a week from today. Again, the number is 812-254-8668. Pre-register. It is free, and again, very informative, very much worth your time if you work directly with farmers in our community. Communicating with Farmers Under Stress, Wednesday, August 28th, Iron Kettle Restaurant, Plainville, Indiana, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Luis Santiago. Thank you so much for coming in today and bringing this program to Daviess County. It is definitely informative and worth everyone's time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. And like I said, we want to make sure that the farmers understand that we as a community, we are with them, and we just want them to feel that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Luis.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take 5 of your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.